Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, guess who's driving this truck? Here's a hint. Their name rhymes with feet, and there's a good chance they wear flip-flops or sandals and eat curry too. If you still don't know who drives this truck, then here's an Air Canada jet covered in the types of people who tend to drive trucks like that. Actually, it's not them, it's Mr. Johnson here, and he's in court over a terrible crash that injured three kids and a woman. Who would have guessed? Moving on, in case you still don't get it, this is the difference between women's and men's ideal romance. It was shocking for me the first time a woman asked me to choke her, and I got all choked up about it, no pun intended, as well as to go up her poop chute. They want to submit to the men they find attractive and be dominated by them. Meanwhile, choking is classified as assault in Canada, so you live dangerously here if you practice it. This also makes me wonder if Johnny Depp had rubbed Amber Heard's nose in Amber Heard's turd instead of arguing about it, then they still might be married. Number three, here's another low IQ liberal thinking that Trump hates illegal immigrants, but that his wife is one too. She's not illegal, but being this stupid should be. She's not saying this for authenticity, but because she just wants to get some attention from the message. That's the way I interpret this. It's a sign that says, look at me because I'm desperate for the dopamine rush of people acknowledging my existence and staring at me. That's the sad thing about this. Up next, Canada announces a $1 billion global fund to fight infectious disease. Meanwhile, we let so many Jeets into the country without checking them for disease that now measles has made a comeback in our country. Yet they also went off and ended a bunch of ostriches that they claim were infected with a highly transmittable bird virus. If those birds really had H5N1, then why did they let other birds like crows and vultures feed on them the next day in the field, after they ended them? Number 5, soon standing room only airlines will offer this seating arrangement, if you could even call it that. At this point, can't we just get bunks like we have on a submarine? On a positive note, it's going to be fun watching 300 fatties die due to a lack of breath just by the exertion of standing up alone. Plus, if you're anything like me, I have to get up once an hour on a plane to get the blood flowing back into my legs. So I would do this for a 2 to 4 hour long flight. Moving on, when men say they don't need women, women point out that most of the educators and nurses are females. Yes, that's true, but that's only because they kicked men out of most of those professions. Men used to be the teachers and the nurses, and we had better healthcare and an education system. Also, men never said we don't need women. It was women that said they don't need men because they're strong and independent. Number 7, meet Josh, age 25, and a crypto investor saying that crypto isn't stressful. It isn't if you understand the cycles. Buy Bitcoin in about 9 months and wait patiently for 3 years and then sell it. That's not financial advice, but that's what I did and it worked out for me, with little to no stress, because it was in the green for 99.9% of the time. You can't time the market perfectly, but it's more about time in the markets. Up next, this cheer mom had sex with her daughter's 14-year-old classmate, and now her daughter begs the court to give her the maximum sentence. You know you're a horrible mother when your own child wants you to get locked up and for them to throw away the key. So now we're back to having sex with instead of raping. Most women will hear this and say that that boy was just a lucky bastard, and he should have just kept his mouth shut and enjoyed it. Number 9, we're now way past the point of satire. Here's ex-spicy film star Jenna Jameson saying she's accepted Jesus and was baptized. Why do so many of them say they found Jesus? Do you believe it? Funny how they never give up any of their ill-gotten financial gains. My guess is if she's not being genuine, she's just saying this for the attention, and to get people to remember her films and maybe go out and buy them because it's possible that she still collects some royalties. Moving on, just know that if you bought and held crypto this year, this is what would have greeted you during Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Your relatives relishing the fact that the price fell. If you sold near the top, then you can rub it in their face that you're a millionaire now, and you were right. But if you do that, then they'll hate you or pretend you're their new best friend to ask for money. The best you can do is play stupid and say you lost money so they feel good about themselves, even if you did make millions. Number 11, women tend to be degenerate, so don't get married. This one made a phallic mold of her ex-partner, and they use it when they do the dirty. Talk about being an alpha widow to the extreme. Maybe he should have gotten a fleshlight shaped like his ex's cooch and watched his partner lose her mind, even though it would be a complete double standard. My question would be is it bigger than his member? And if it is, doesn't he get embarrassed by it? Up next, here's what it's like having a job and not having one and then trying to find one. all three situations are a headache. The smartest thing you can do is start your own business if you're a successful entrepreneur and invest your money like it's going out of style. Between your earned income being one job and then your investing being a second job, you should make more than enough money to never need a real job ever again or have to look for one. That's what I did, and my life is great from that perspective. Number 13, this British woman flew to Florida because her fantasy was to be violently ended, and they found her remains later. I guess she had her fantasy fulfilled. Maybe that man was just pretending to be a Canadian doctor. They tend to end a lot of people up here these days. The story isn't also that cut and dry. She was having a mental breakdown and he convinced her that that was the way because nobody liked her. In this case, she would have been safer if she'd chosen the bear. Moving on, black women married to white men have a 50% lowered risk of divorce. Of course, because it's all about the status. Women who are with men of higher social status tend to stick it out with them. Plus, they rarely get into arguments with their white husbands and never have to throw shoes at them. The swirling sisterhood is also obsessed with getting white dudes because they give them lighter children and will be a lot less likely to go out for milk in the evening and never come back. Number 15, for the last 10 to 15 years, men have been telling women in their 30s and 40s that they are expired and post-wall, and that the only one that will love them is their cats. Now women like this are trying to turn it around and say that men in their 30s and 40s are expired and not husband material. Meanwhile, studies show that men's sexual marketplace value is highest when he's 35. Women like this are just trying to scare younger women away from men in their 30s and 40s, so they can get one of them for themselves. Up next is a serial cheater who slept with 100 men and gave chlamydia to half of London has changed her life. How? By becoming another born-again Christian. For all the horrible things she's done, it looks like she's being celebrated in this article and being given attention. She should be in prison for knowingly spreading an STD. In places like California, passing on a disease through sex while knowing what you're doing isn't even a crime anymore. Zero accountability. Number 17, if you had a pager in high school, what kind of work did you do? My guess is that you were in the amateur horticulture business and needed to make plant-based deliveries to your many clients. I ended up buying a pager for a few hundred bucks back in 99 that had a lifetime account built into it and no monthly fee. And it was great for keeping in touch with the TV company I worked for as well as my friends. And I would clip it to my belt, making me look all official and whatnot. Moving on, here's the proof that the left can meme. Someone says that somewhere out there in America, there's a Latina Anne Frank hiding from ICE in an attic. Sure there is. It's not like ICE is sending people to camps where they end them. They're just sending them back home after their illegal extended vacation in the United States. Anne Frank was never an illegal alien. The left will say whatever they have to in order to call the right Nazis for some reason. Number 19, here's another lefty liberal with white guilt, and she's not comfortable with the idea of having 100% white kids. Looks like they are Africans incoming, also known as mulattoes. When her man ends up leaving her, there's a good chance she'll become a single mother and will have to do work around her house using Black & Decker appliances. She needs to do the world a favor and not have any children at all. Up next, apparently toxic masculinity makes men seek out less help by encouraging us to bottle up our emotions. Good. Sharing your emotions just means that they can be used against you as a man. They want to say that toxic masculinity is to blame for men's mental health issues. And then they want to trick us into hurting ourselves. Every time men's issues are brought up, they're often covertly co-opted by women and their interests. Besides, women these days are more attracted to toxic males. Don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. Number 21, Canada is the only country in the Western world with no abortion limits. If you're 9 months pregnant, you can abort the baby. The only other countries that allow this in the entire world are North Korea and China. With the fertility crisis, you'd think it would be better for these babies to be born and put up for adoption. This sort of thing happens in Canada because we let doctors make the decision instead of lawmakers. Moving on, a woman is accused of marrying a dying mentally ill landlord for his money. You don't say. I thought this was just standard thought operating procedure. This is like winning the lottery for women, and I'm sure that if men were born with bobs and a vagine, we would be doing the same thing. It makes me wonder why this is even in the news. It looks like somewhere in New York, and maybe he was a member of the Tiny Hat Mafia, and his family wanted the money, and didn't like the idea of some women swooping in and taking their inheritance. Number 23, name this duo. For me, they are guys I used to respect in the 80s and early 90s. Now I just see them as a couple of white dudes for Harris. All of these dudes have the same problem. They have Trump derangement syndrome. I'm not saying that somehow hating Trump will age you rapidly, but but that hating anyone or anything will actually speed up your biological clock, which is true. Hatred also affects a person's mental health, which explains their insanity even more. Up next, going back to Canada, this couple's 16-year-old son died in emergency waiting for 8 hours. By comparison, the worst wait times in the United States are around 2.5 hours in states like Delaware and New York. But hey, in Canada, healthcare is free. Meanwhile, the Canadian government shipped almost $6 billion worth of money overseas to basically help countries' healthcare systems over there. When you have a completely free system, people abuse it and go to the doctor for the smallest of issues. Number 25 and the last one, this 18-year-old Syrian woman was ended by her own family in the Netherlands because she removed her hijab and put on fake up and became westernized. After they were arrested, they claimed that ending her was part of their culture. They do this to make sure that other Muslim women don't try and change theirs. Remember guys, the 21st century invaders don't either use swords or boomsticks. One day they'll lose their minds when the West uses robots against them though. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.